Bukurba means happy.
Larrakia mob and Yanyu Nation.
I'm a Gomeroi woman.
Kalkadoon people from Mount Isa.
Wadandi Bibbleman Yamaji woman.
My people are the Wirangu and Guga the people.
My father is a Jawin man.
The Walmajawi.
Wapawara people from Great Keppel Island.
I'm a Yuluroi woman, northwest New South Wales.
I'm a Wiradjuri Yorta Yorta woman.
This is how we keep our language, by telling them through songs.
Now, a new segment here on Away. It's called Word Up. Now, the idea is that we share the diverse languages of Black Australia, from Aranda to Unmudjara, from Yorta Yorta to Yunkajinjara, one word at a time. And each week, speakers, language experts, and workers in the maintenance and revitalisation of languages will share a compelling word, or words, from their mother tongue. Now, the first cab off the rank is a language from the southwest corner of WA. And we're going to hear from a woman who's an actor, she's a performer, and also she's passionate about her language.
Kaya Yarn. My name is Kylie Bracknell, a.k.a. Kyle Jilba Carden. And I'm from the Noongar Nation, which is in the southwest of Western Australia. Proper deadly nation, that one. I have a few words to share. I couldn't choose one. And my first word is Birluin. Birluin. The reason I chose that word is because it takes me back to a very fond memory of one of my grandmothers, my maternal grandmother's cousin. And she taught me a lot of language as a young woman. And Birluin means shiny, shining. Birluin. The memory is picking her up from East Perth train station, and I had a real flash car. And she walked over to me and jumped in the car, put her bag in, just off the train, and said, "Whoa, bow, Birluin." And then I said, "Nana, what does Birluin mean?" "Oh, shining," she reckoned. "Yeah, this one is shining." My second word is Bulyaka. Bulyaka. I chose that word because of the onomatopoeia element of it. So words that imitate or resemble or suggest the source of the sound, what it describes. Bulyaka means diarrhea. Yeah, you mob can have a good laugh. Listen to it again. Bulyaka. But it also is used, has a dual meaning. It means very quickly. So if somebody is taken off very quickly, they'll say, "Oh, bal bulika." You mob still laughing. All right, on to my next word. Mijal. Or mijaling. Mijal. Mijal is rain, very soft rain, but also teary. It's like a teary rain. So we use it for, if your eyes, there might be mijal, mial, mijal, mijaling. The next word is kaljilba. Kaljilba. It's kind of two words put together. And the meaning of the words together, kaljilba, is the sun that breaks through the clouds of winter, of our second winter, to warm everything up. So Kaal and Noongar is fire, and Jilba is the second winter coming into spring. So it's that warmth that comes through to warm things up in the cold time. And Kaal Jilba is my language name that I was given as a young woman. Kaal Jilba. So there are four words. I have so many more. I couldn't choose one, but there are four words from Noongar country, my mob, Birluin, Bulyaka, Mijal or Mijaling, and Kaljirba. But I got plenty more words.
The amazingly talented Kylie Bracknell, and she was sharing some words from her Noongar language. You'll find them on our website, abc.net.au/rn, and just find Away in the program menu.